You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anthony Kasjovitz. This is our weekly Tribe podcast. I am joined by Jordan Bastian. JB, you've been off. You're back home for a few days away from Goodyear. Do you feel refreshed? Do you feel ready to go?
I do. I have cleansed my mind. I got back with the kids, played some Legos, watched some Dora the Explorer. I'm ready to go.
And I'm sure you did not find Mexican food in Cleveland as good as what we ate the last time we were recording one of these. That's just only natural. But I will say this. I've got a keen interest now in the career of Michael Martinez because, as you know, we brought our daughter to an Indians game there in Goodyear, and Michael Martinez gave my daughter a ball. So give me the lowdown. Is Michael Martinez going to make the opening day roster?
Probably not, but, you know, maybe if you have a son someday, you can name him Michael in honor of all the events that transpired at Goodyear Ballpark that day. There will be a baseball in the Kasjovitz house. No, I mean, this is a guy who's been in the organization a couple of years. He's impressed them. This is his second year. Impressed them as a utility guy, very sure-handed defensively, and a guy who they like to describe as a tremendous teammate when he was at AAA, which usually means there's, you know, room to grow as a hitter. So, you know, he's a guy that fits them in terms of depth, you know, got some time in the big leagues last year and really turns up the offense when the Kasjovitzes are in the ballpark.
Absolutely. Us M. March fans, we're big fans of his work that day because immediately after giving her the ball, he rips a ground ball triple down the third base line. And then the following inning, he makes a sparkling defensive play. So there's such a thing as karma, ladies and gentlemen. You hook my daughter up with a baseball and good things happen to you. All right, so let's talk about guys who are going to make the team. Trevor Bauer caused some consternation last week with actually it was that same day as Michael Martinez's famous triple. Bauer pitched that day and had a little session with reporters, and it did not go particularly well. Take us into that, JP.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's just kind of been a trend throughout Trevor's career where if you get him in a casual setting interview-wise, you know, I think earlier this spring I did a podcast with him, and it was great. But sometimes on those days he pitches, he can just be really short and – sometimes comes across as combative. So I think, you know, I talked a lot to Francona and Mickey Callaway about, you know, what is Bauer like behind the scenes? Because, you know, the image that he puts out there publicly on the days he pitches, it's not the greatest public image and makes him come across pretty poorly, especially when you're trying to kind of get some insight into a guy who is very analytical. You know, you try and get some insight into what he's trying to accomplish this spring, and you know, he's just been repeating, I'm just trying to throw hard. I'm just trying to throw 98. You know, throw it as hard as I can. And, you know, that's kind of all he's been saying. It's kind of been it. Just this repetitive answer that's kind of shoving aside the bigger issues of, you know, what are you actually working on here? So, you know, I was told that the conversations behind the scenes have been a lot more productive, you know, that the velocity training is something he worked a lot on over the off season because his velocity did dip last season. After he spent the previous winter focusing so much on command and not necessarily his pitch speed. So it is a focus of his, but I don't think it's as simplistic as he's going out there trying to throw 98 every time and grunting so loud that we could hear him up in the press box every time he released the fastball. His last outing was more encouraging, a lot of good reviews from the staff. His next outing is actually going to be in a minor league setting, and Francona said that's just strictly because it's a good environment for him to work a little more specifically on some of the tasks that he is trying to accomplish this spring. And then the guy going in the A game that day will be Josh Tomlin, who's actually competing for a spot in the rotation. You know, and they'd rather put him in a game where it's a more competitive environment given what's at stake for him. So, you know, yeah, it was interesting with Trevor, but I think, you know, kind of the takeaway here is, you know, just this idea that the image he puts out there publicly is not necessarily what's seen behind the scenes.
Well, ultimately, all fans care about is can you get guys out, and that'll
right.
be the final judge of Trevor Bauer. But you know, you just make things harder on yourself when you are that combative or what have you. There's really no, this is a pretty easy media market compared to some others. And, you know, that video of him certainly would have gotten a lot more play, a lot more attention in some other major markets. So, you know, I think Trevor Bauer is in a good spot to maximize his potential. You just have to have the right attitude to go with that. So hopefully he makes the adjustments. But, yeah, it's hard not to notice. I mean, Cody Anderson showed up looking great physically. You know, Bauer is in the rotation, of course. Tomlin's in the rotation. But, you know, the leash might not be especially long for a Trevor Bauer if you have issues like this on top of any issues you might have on the mound.
Yeah, and I think what's important for him, too, is, I mean, he's come to an organization, you know, in the Cleveland Indians that are very open-minded, especially when it comes to analytics. You know, they've adopted some of his training methods, you know, after kind of studying him and some of the preventative stuff he does with the weighted balls and his shoulder tube that you always see him carrying around. Some of that stuff's been implemented at a minor league level. You know, so they've been very open-minded in working with him and hearing out his ideas and implementing some of that. So I think, you know, we've already seen one organization, Diamondbacks, kind of sour on him and trade him before a young pitcher is often, you know, traded, you know, a guy that was that high of a draft pick. You know, now he's come to a team that's really tried to work with him. And so I think it's kind of in his best interest to, you know, work with the Indians and get to a spot where they're not also, you know, wondering if they need to go in a different direction for the rotation. You know, if the Indians were going to kind of, you know, give up on him or decide that another guy has leapfrogged him in the depth chart, you know, could be, you know, a big setback for his career.
Speaking of the depth chart, the Indians had their first roster reductions of the spring. That's roster reductions is a nice way to say cuts. These guys were cut, and we have that this time of year. No surprises, of course, but in that first group. But Mike Clevinger is a name that stands out as a depth guy from a rotation standpoint, a guy they like a lot. What are your thoughts on Clevinger in 2016?
Man, I tell you what, I mean, it's easy to say in spring training that, you know, a guy really impresses you, you know, especially when you're looking at backfields and things like that. But, you know how it is. I mean, we've been covering baseball for a decade plus. Bullpen sessions are bullpen sessions. Guys take the mound, they throw to the catchers, they get their couple minutes in, and, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them all. But his bullpen sessions, I kid you not, they were like a spectacle. I mean, he was like, you know, uncoiling on the mound and, you know, looked like he was trying to throw it through the catcher. And, you know, even as someone who just watches, you know, not with the trained eye of the coaching staff, I was standing there going, man, this kid needs to kind of like ease up here. This is like the second bullpen session of the spring. And, you know, he looked like he was just on a mission out there. And I think they kind of figured out that this was, you know, just the way his intensity level is. They said before a live BP session, he was actually like pacing in the bullpen before he took the mound. It wasn't even a game. You know, so they said rather than try and take that away from him, because that's just kind of how he operates, they wanted to try and find a way to channel that, you know, channel that aggressiveness and that intensity, you know, and it showed on the mound once he went into the games. The velocity was really impressive for this point in spring. And he's a guy that, you know, I think he's just a little bit further removed from Tommy John surgery. He's a little more comfortable with a lot of the delivery mechanics that the Indians worked with him on when he came over from the Angels in that trade for Vinny Pistano. So he's getting to this comfort level, and he can also sort of, you know, taste the fact that the big leagues are that close. You know, when he got around a big league staff and really blew away them this spring with his performance on and off the field. And I think this is a guy you could see debut in the majors this year if need arises.
Another guy who is probably not on the opening day roster, though he was in the big league last year, and as you said, you take spring training results in general with a grain of salt, but 3 home runs, 9 RBI, 8 for 25 at the plate. Giovanni Urshela has played like a man on a mission here in the early stage of the Cactus League season. Obviously, the Indians signed Juan Uribe, and that bumps Urshela out of that third base spot. But they've got to like there seems to be a fire under this guy. He's healthy for sure, and I'm sure that's contributing to the cause. But, you know, for a player they don't really know what to expect from offensively in general, this is a solid start to 2016.
Yeah, they've been really, really encouraged. I think it's been impressive on his part, you know, the fact that a lot of young players could kind of be pretty down and dejected after this. And he, like you said, you're right, he's taken it the other way. They told him they want to see more consistent offense, and he's been, you know, arguably their best hitter this spring. And it's been interesting, too, because Juan Uribe, yeah, he gets signed, but he was late to camp because of visa issues, and now he's back in the Dominican Republic, still sorting through some visa issues. So Uribe's missed time, and Giovanni Urshela has been getting those at-bats that he wouldn't otherwise have been getting, and he's been taking full advantage of them. So I think it's, at the very least, showing them that, you know, maybe he's back to being the healthy type of productive hitter he was two seasons ago, and maybe they can know that if they open the year with Uribe, and, you know, if he slumps or just isn't the type of hitter they thought he was going to be, given his age and pointing to where he is in the career, you know, they've got Urshela healthy and producing, and right there a rung below on the depth chart. And I think, I mean, the fact that it's a one-year deal with Uribe, you know, they've kind of emphasized they still feel that Urshela is kind of that future at third base, you know, and I think that it's not like they went out and acquired a guy who's going to be there blocking him for a few years. Urshela could still be up at some point this summer, and I think it's very likely that he will be.
All right, there you have it, the latest from Jordan Basham back on the beat in Goodyear, Arizona. I hope you're there for the duration of spring camp, and we are closing in on opening day, less than 3 weeks to go. So still a lot of intrigue there in Tribe Camp as they piece together the opening day roster and try to make good on those lofty projections from the Stat Geeks. I want to thank Jordan Basham for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.